We know that yesterday at 10:45 in the morning, a youth entered the cafeteria at Perry Hall High School and discharged a weapon that he brought to school. What I'm going to do is walk you through the early morning hours and bring you up to where we're at right now. This young man utilized the normal school bus to travel to Perry Hall High School. The suspect in this case brought a broken down shotgun in pieces that could be reassembled. He also brought 21 rounds of 16 gauge 7.5 shot, a bottle of vodka to school with him. We know at this time that he was able to consume several sips of alcohol. We do not believe he was impaired or intoxicated. The suspect did in fact go to his first and second period classes, then went to lunch for the third period. Prior to going into the cafeteria, the suspect placed the black book bag, if you will, containing the disassembled weapon in an adjacent bathroom to the cafeteria. It's now 10:45. During lunch, the suspect had what we're calling an incident in the cafeteria. Apparently, an article of paper or food, we really can't tell at this time, was thrown in the cafeteria near the table where Robert Gladden was seated. Detectives do not believe that this had anything to do with the shooting itself. And those students that threw that object had already left the cafeteria prior to Robert Gladden exiting and coming back with an assembled double-barreled shotgun. We know he went to that bathroom and assembled that weapon. He placed that weapon inside his garments, his shirt and trousers, and the weapon was approximately 34 inches in length. Gladden entered the cafeteria, pulled the shotgun from his clothing. It was at this moment that our brave school educator, our counselor, saw this activity as he was pulling it out of his clothing and immediately began to rush him. Unfortunately, prior to contact, our suspect was able to discharge one round, striking a 17-year-old student in the lower back. Several other school educators then began to assist the counselor as they struggled when a second shot was discharged. And then my school resource officer, who was also in the back of the cafeteria, was rushing toward the front after hearing the first shot and became engaged in trying to get control of the individual. The weapon information. The suspect obtained the shotgun from his father's home in the 300 block of Grove Thorne Road. That's in Hawthorne, in 21220. No charges have been placed at this time regarding the suspect's access to the weapon. But I'll remind your viewers that the investigation is ongoing. The weapon involved was a Western Field double-barreled shotgun manufactured before 1968. It was a legal length weapon. No other weapons, despite prior reports and information that I'm sure you heard, no other weapons were brought to the school by the suspect. A search warrant was also served at the home of the victim's mother and stepfather in the 8500 block of Bradshaw Road. Andrew Piper, 43 years of age, was placed under arrest at that location. He was charged with illegal possession of firearms and possession of marijuana. This individual was prohibited from owning weapons due to previous criminal convictions. Keep in mind, the suspect spends time at both locations. the suspect's current whereabouts, and I'm bringing you now to where we are at this moment. The suspect's current location, he's undergoing a mental health evaluation at an area hospital. He has been charged as an adult with attempted first-degree murder and first-degree assault. We are looking at prior contacts that the police department had with this youth, and we'll have more information on that as the days go forward. I'm going to release at this time photographs. It's kind of windy, so I'll hold them up. They're going to flop around, so I suppose after we're done, we can...